This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do? Doing well, hopefully. It's Wednesday, 3rd of February. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's have a round of applause for Doug.
Why not?
Yeah, for me. Jennifer Horn is here. Round of applause for Jen.
Yay.
Victoria Keenan is here. Round of applause for Victoria. Yay. Jay Kirshner is here.
So,
are you going to hear from Doris? Are we going to hear from Doris about me talking about her on the air, Jay, or not? What do you think?
No.
No. All right. So that's good. It's Valentine's Day in a week. Are we prepared? $21 billion will be spent on Valentine's Day. Not by me. But somebody's going to spend 21, almost 22. Actually,
that was just how much Victoria spent on Louis' shoes. Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So Jennifer, this is because this is a female-oriented program in many. Although when I look at the numbers, it's pretty even, right, Jay? When we look at the people who are especially responding to social media, it's pretty much half and half men and women.
Yeah. It's pretty 50-50.
All right, so every year my bugaboo with Valentine's Day is that nobody gets me anything. I think men get the short end of the stick on Valentine's Day, and I've never understood why. Nobody has ever given me a good reason why it is so female dominated.
You've never gotten anything for Valentine's Day? Your kids don't get you anything?
Well, that's not true. I did have this. That's not true. No, I did actually. I had a number of things during the last regime.
So what are you complaining about?
I don't know. I just always seems that it's a
because
a female.
I'm a weirdo. I don't just give it to my partner. I give it to like everybody that I love in my life. Like I give a little Valentine to
yes, you're very
parents.
Generous when it comes to that.
Well,
so.
I mean, maybe it's dumb. I don't know, but I always get a little something from my girlfriend.
No,
I don't know.
It's
just
yeah,
fun.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. All right. So I got a gift for those of you, and I was thinking about this and how I could use it myself. You can officially, according to the folks at the San Antonio Zoo, name a cockroach after your former significant other for Valentine's Day. Costs you $5. You can go to the zoo, find a cockroach that you like, and you can feed it to a bird. They'll supply you with a cockroach, and so then you can feed it to a reptile if you want, anything. If you want to find a cockroach and say, here, this is Ruby. Ruby, here you go. Meet this alligator. And the alligator eats
your demise. Right.
The zoo has a Crimea cockroach event planned for Valentine's Day. If your ex was especially snarky, you can pay $20 more to have zookeepers feed a frozen rat to a reptile instead of a cockroach. So
this is pretty sadistic, I think. I don't know.
Option, $5 for that, romaine lettuce or cabbage that you can feed to a vegetarian animal. The zoo plans to stream the feedings live on Facebook. So if you you receive a certificate to share on social media. So are you going to really, do you name that person really?
Yeah. The last name. They only do first names. But, yeah, they've been doing this for several years.
Really?
And, yeah, and different zoos around the country have used it as a way to raise money for whatever projects they have. So and people watch it. And I have zero interest in this. But I guess if you really are that bitter, you want to advertise that Johnny did you wrong, so now he's a cockroach in someone's belly.
Isn't it weird that I would never want to give someone that satisfaction? Like, when I've, like, a relationship has ended for me, and it's ended kind of, I don't know, badly, or if there's hurt feelings, I want to pretend that person doesn't exist, and
totally.
I just want to be like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to give them the satisfaction of thinking that I'm even angry about it.
Right.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Jay, have you had any problems along that line? I know Jennifer's love life pretty much. Victoria's talked about hers from time to time. We don't know much about yours.
No, I mean, back in the day, we would just TP our bad exes.
You would do what?
Get them on the toilet paper. Back in the day, we would TP the houses.
I mean,
talking about, like, being kids and when they lived with their parents, but yeah.
Did you ever get caught doing that?
We would band together. What?
Yeah. Did you ever get caught doing that?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Well, I've seen somebody.
I mean, it's not hard for them to be like, "Hey, I wonder who TP'd my house." Obviously, my ex and her friends. But
so, when you reveal stuff like this, and if your parents happen to be listening to the program, are they going to hear something that they haven't heard before?
No, my mom was the driver once.
<That's awesome>. Drove a getaway car.
Yeah,
a getaway car.
My parents are very supportive.
That is very funny. Okay, let's get down to business here. I see that Pete has been approved as Secretary of Transportation. Everybody's making a big deal out of the fact that he's openly gay. I don't really give a damn. I think I just like the guy because he makes a lot of sense. He's smart. He's young. I like
you know
that.
Why it's a big deal? I actually looked into this because I was kind of curious. I mean, I get it. It's a first. But then I saw him interviewed, and someone asked him, you know, how does it feel to be the first openly gay cabinet member? And he said, I never thought it would happen because when Bill Clinton was president, and I think Pete was maybe in high school, he said there was a cabinet position that Bill Clinton had, a person he had nominated, and whoever, I guess maybe it was Newt Gingrich at the time, whoever was in charge at the time, wouldn't even give this guy a hearing because he was openly gay. So Mayor Pete said, you know, and I know we have to start calling him Mayor Pete, but he said that he saw that and then knew that he was gay but had not come out yet, and he figured he would never be able to have any type of public position, and that's why it was important.
One thing just worth pointing out is that there has been an openly gay cabinet member, and he was there the last time around. He was there during the Trump administration. His name's Rick Grenell. The reason that this is a little different for Pete is that he's the first confirmed, because Rick Grenell was acting, because he came in at the end of the administration.
Acting
actually,
what?
He was there, a director of National Intelligence.
Oh, okay. So Rick why Grenell does he make was a the, difference,
well, Rick,
though?
Well, Rick Grenell was the ambassador to Germany. He was the ambassador to Germany, but when he went on to become director of National Intelligence, it was not a confirmed.
So let's say, this is just as a test. Let's say that Biden appointed somebody who is gay to be ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Would the Saudi Arabians, if they knew he was gay, kick him out? Not let him come? Not let him be seated?
Maybe not deal with him. I don't know.
That'd be something that... Yeah, see, that's where it makes, I suppose that's where the long game gets played, in something like that. The Democrats, I see, Jennifer, are trying to put together a bill that would give voters the option to list their choices in order of preference in future elections. If that's the only thing they do, that's not enough.
It's not a great idea, I don't think.
Isn't that what you guys have in California, the ranked choice?
No, we have a jungle primary, and so it's the top two vote getters. Essentially, it's not ranked. So you vote for one, but then the top two vote getters move on to the general election. So you can have two Democrats, never usually two Republicans. You can have one of each. Whoever the top two vote getters are in the state move from the primary to the general. A ranked, there are a bunch of numbers, and you put your first choice, your second choice. I don't know. I'm not
there. I think there are, like, how many states already use that? I know Maine does. I feel like there are multiple states that already do it.
Kind of an interesting idea.
I feel like we can't even get one right.
Like, well, I'd like to see us clean up all of the elect. Never mind just something like this, just this. But the whole thing is a ridiculous joke, and it needs to be cleaned up. And it isn't a Fed. Well, the Feds have all the elections, whether they're local, regional, or federal. They all have so many flaws and so many different... It's just ridiculous. Fix it, for God's sakes. Speaking of fixing things, the FBI is probing the riot things, and apparently they found the evidence of coordination So between what group and what group? The Bureau describing the riot investigation as their biggest case.
That blows the whole argument for impeachment out of the water, because everybody's trying to say that President Trump in his rally speech incited people to go to the Capitol.
Well, there are people who went there that are saying that.
They were already there breaking in when President
Trump... Yeah, but there are people that were... People that are in court say that they did it because Trump told them to do it.
He told them to peacefully march to the Capitol and stand outside. He didn't tell them to break in. And so the point is that this was coordinated.
Well, he didn't say peacefully march. He said,
oh, yes, he did.
Be strong.
No, he said, I can get you his exact words. But he said, we're going to show them support, and we're going to show... And he said, we have strength.
He didn't say support, Doug. He said strength. He said, show strength. That's what he said.
In any case, it proves that this
was... Well, that's a big difference between support and strength.
But he said a number of things a number of different times. He didn't just say something once about it.
Don't accept, the stop the steal, all this stuff.
If you don't think that Bernie Sanders should be held accountable for the guy who shot Steve Scalise, then you don't think President Trump should be held responsible for people who decided to break into the Capitol.
Dig into that a little bit more. Explain the Scalise thing, because I don't think people remember that.
Steve Scalise got shot at the Capitol baseball game practice by Sanders...
He
is a congressman, a Republican congressman, and the guy opened fire, and it's lucky that only Steve Scalise was hurt so badly that he was on a cane for months and months, because he opened fire at all of the Republicans who were out there playing baseball. And no one, not me, not any Republican, said that that was Bernie Sanders' fault, because people have personal
Sanders
responsibility.
Connection?
He was inspired by Sanders. He said that this was the only way. Republicans were standing in the way of Bernie Sanders, and he wanted to kill him. And so, hello? I mean, are we going to hold people responsible for that? Are we going to hold Maxine Waters responsible for the fact that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was attacked at a restaurant?
Maxine Waters said that
you should go and attack Trump supporters where they are. Kamala Harris has offered bailouts to people who got put in prison, who went back out and offended again after they were rioting in towns around the country. Are we going to impeach Kamala Harris? I mean, this is the slippery slope here.
Bail money is bail money. That's different. There are plenty of celebrities who have bailed out Kyle Rittenhouse.
But it's encouraging insurrection. It's encouraging that. It's encouraging it, whether it's Kyle Rittenhouse or the people who burned down police precincts. It's encouraging
certainly
that behavior.
Food for thought. 18 after the hour on the DJV program with my focus now on Clear, X-L-E-A-R. It is clear to me that this system, this nasal system, will hydrate your nose during the course of the day, and it'll keep you a lot healthier than if you don't use it, because you want to make sure that you're keeping the stuff out of your nose all through the day. It's a little spray up your nose. The fact that the main ingredient is xylitol, I think, is pretty important, don't you? All of you, it's a natural ingredient. This is another all-natural product that I'm very happy to talk about, help you understand, and help you get it, because in this case, these nasal sprays can be used for children and adults. There's no addiction. There's nothing in it that's... there's no drugs, no stimulants, nothing of that nature. If you go to clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com, you will see how it works to block bacteria like strep and staph and viruses like the flu. It cleanses your sinuses through the day. Natural ingredient xylitol is just... I think that's a very important component to all of this, to the discussion as well. So keep your nose clean. Keep it cleaned out. Sinuses through the day. Yep, let's do it with Clear. It's available in a spray that, as I say, good for children as well as adults. X-L-E-A-R, X-L-E-A-R.com. Clear. Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
23 half the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jay is on the watch on the DJV trending line at DJV show. There are a lot of things going on, a lot of things that are trending, and so we'll get to the bottom of whether or not you'd like to stay at the Space Hotel. I actually saw some disturbing information about not necessarily the Space Hotel, but this will get confused because everybody puts you know, space stuff into the same kettle of fish. So in a moment, we'll talk about SpaceX, no connection to the Space Hotel, but that comes up right after this.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
All right, so we're asking people whether or not you'd stay at the Space Hotel. We were describing what it was like, and I think that Victoria especially, what did Jennifer say? Let me go to the Motel
Jennifer
6.
Jennifer said she would rather be in a Motel 6 in Compton than go stay
into
in
the Space Hotel. All right, well, maybe this also will drag you down. There is a lot of conversation today about SpaceX and planning to send their all-civilian crew into space at the end of the year, charity-focused mission. Remember we were talking about this, Jared Isaacman. He's a guy that runs a tech company that has bought himself a ticket on this, right? And they're trying to raise money for St. Jude's. They want to get $100 million out of this thing. So they're going to be, what, four members of this crew? How much training?
Yeah, he's flying with three other guests. So they're going to choose three people. Who basically do good work. So it doesn't mean you have to give $100 million. It's going to be, I guess, just people who do good charitable work. And then there's some training involved. Yeah.
It's the AX-1 mission. But this on the heels, that conversation comes on the heels of a SpaceX rocket exploding when it landed in a test flight yesterday. It didn't right itself, so it landed upside down, and the tail fell off, and it blew up. So it's, you know, you look at stuff like that. But there's,
I mean, that kind of stuff is really scary when you think about then adding humans into
it,
you know?
Yeah, into the mix. So how is that going to affect our question, do you think, Jay?
I think people will still give their answer whether or not they want to stay at that space hotel, regardless of everything else. I'm assuming once they launch the space hotel and it's in working order, they'll have all those kinks and hopefully nothing blows up.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're being a little
wishful
silly
thinking
about it. Yeah, but I think SpaceX is how you're going to get up there, though.
That's the scary part. I mean, I would be less afraid to actually stay in the space hotel. I'd be more afraid of the round trip, actually getting there and then getting back.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's one of the items at DJV Show. The other item that seems to have gotten the most or getting a lot of play now is about members of Congress being removed from committees for being idiotic, basically. That's
idiotic, right? Questionable, tomato, tomato. Yeah. Matt Johnson says, get rid of the committees, and that's that. They don't accomplish anything anyway.
Get them off. Oh, you mean get rid of the committees?
Yeah, get
Congress?
Rid of the committees. Yeah.
Nah, that's no. He doesn't understand how Congress works.
John H. posts, if that were the case, then there would be nobody left on any committees. And Helen Tarr questions, by whose standards? What constitutes as questionable by whose standards?
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question. Who gets to decide? Is there a collective? Do we have rules? Is the rules committee?
Well, we're supposed to be a civilized society, so there are basic tenets of things that all of us should agree on, like you don't murder people, and, you know, you don't create a Jewish space laser. Like, there's certain things
that
all of us as a society should agree on.
Right. Okay. Well, let's have agreement, please. Everybody in favor, raise your hands. All right. There we are. 28 past the hour on the DJV Wednesday program.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions of simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Critics are complaining about the amount of executive orders penned by President Biden. In fact, he's far exceeded Presidents Trump, Obama, Clinton, and both Bushes combined. Biden defends his actions.
I want to make it clear, there's a lot of talk with good reason about the number of executive orders that I've signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy. What I'm doing is taking on the issues that 99% of them, that the last President of the United States, issued executive orders I thought were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country, particularly in the area of immigration. This is about how America is safer, stronger, more prosperous when we have a fair, orderly and humane legal immigration system.
President Biden is averaging 2 orders a day since taking office. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Born in a modest house in Caldwell, New Jersey on March 18, 1837, Stephen Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, the only president to serve 2 non-consecutive terms. President Trump would be the second such person if he decides to run again in 2024. Democrats appear to be pushing forward with a formal impeachment in order to avoid Trump in the future.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him on Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. That trial is set to begin next week. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the Senate Democrats to get the trial over with as quickly as possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that they know there aren't enough votes to convict the former president.
So the question for the country and the Democratic Party is, how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months, and for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president, and that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first impeachment against President Trump ended on February 5th, 2020, when the Senate acquitted President Trump on all counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Laughing at there's
you.
34. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you're always late coming back from the break, and we're always at the bottom of the hour. We're like, come on, Doug, come on. You're always like, huh?
Feed Daisy. Uh-huh. Good priorities. All right. What's more important? My radio program is very important. Yes, it is. Talking to folks are important, but my dog's important too. What about you? Importance. What is important to you, Victoria?
Well, a lot of things are important, but, you know, making sure we're on time for our listeners is obviously in the morning hours the most important.
Okay. But let's say, because Jay Kirshner has a 7-month-old baby named Mac, and Mac has got a real problem going on while she's on the air, so she's got to go take care of the baby, right?
Did Daisy have a real problem? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Daisy had a problem, yes.
If
I were to have, I probably should post this on my Facebook page, my own personal page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. There's the backyard has some 7-8 foot drifts and piles of snow. And so in order to get Daisy to go out and pee and poop, I have to clear an area for her because she won't go in the snow. It just is whatever, however it works. If the snow's not too high, it's okay. But if the snow is up to her and above her belly, which it is now, we have almost 2 feet of snow here. So she doesn't know what to do. And if your dog looks at you that way, you know, Daisy looked at me like, what am I supposed to do? So, you know, you got to take care of those things.
Mm-hmm. When they give you that head tilt,
I'm out.
Whatever you want, I'll do it.
Yep. Coming up in a moment, we're going to find out, you know, I've been talking about this product, Clear. A fellow who's responsible for it is going to tell us the story behind the story with that. And meanwhile, speaking of stories behind the story, the Rochester police have suspended those officers who pepper sprayed the 9-year-old girl. Remember, I think we talked about that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
They have been suspended, but they're getting pay. I don't understand when you... Well, the state civil service law is if you suspend a police officer, I guess in New York, you still got to pay him. 9 officers were in attendance at the scene, so apparently they all have been suspended. There were 2 body cam videos that showed the police restraining this 9-year-old girl. She was handcuffed, and then she was pepper sprayed because she didn't obey commands in the back of the police car. So if you look at the videos, the girl is she screaming for her father, all scared, and she's 9 years old. Why did she get arrested in the first place? I guess I'm not clear about that.
This is the same problem that Rochester has once again. We remember almost less than a year, the man whose family in Rochester called for a wellness check because they wanted essentially to get him. He was having a panic attack. He had mental health issues. Mm-hmm. He pulled off all of his clothes. He was out in the middle of the road. The cops all showed up. No wellness check showed up. It was just the cops. They threw a spit hood over him and he suffocated and died. So, and then basically the city of Rochester hid that story from the national news for 5 months. Then it all came out and then there were protests and the whole thing. This is yet another example of the family called for a wellness check. They didn't call for the cops. This little girl is 9 years
wellness?
Old.
What does it
means
mean,
that
wellness?
Mental health experts are supposed to come and help, social workers, things like that.
Is this girl got a history of that sort of a problem?
She's 9 years old. She apparently was having a freak out or a panic attack or something. She was trying to harm herself. And so the family called and said, please come and help. She ended up in handcuffs. She was screaming for her father. And she wouldn't put her feet inside the cop car. Like, she was sitting in the cop car, but wouldn't. She was kicking her feet or whatever. And at one point on the body cam footage, the cop says, stop acting like a child. And she goes, I am a child. She's 9 years old. And then they ended up pepper spraying her in the face, which, you know, does nothing. Then they took her to a hospital and she was released to her family. It's the problem is that we just this is basic policing versus mental health care. And this is something that the mayor
police
of Rochester
shouldn't probably who, not even have been involved in this. They should have been called
right.
in the first place.
And that's
somebody
the same thing with the
yeah,
I know. And mm-hmm. This is when a lot of people talk about reform the police and defund and things like that.
Not
a
defund.
Lot of people want well no, but what I'm saying is a lot of people I'm not for defunding the police, but I'm for reallocating funds. And in a lot of cases what those people mean and what I mean by it, there are so many inflated budget lines that are for cops that could be reallocated to actually be spent on mental health care, which is incredibly important. We see this time and time again in cities and towns across the country. So that's what a lot of the people, and it's a horrible word, defund is not the right word. It's gotten off to a very bad buzz.
Yeah, but...
That's really the essence of it, of what most people want. There are some extremists who want no cops at all, which is just crazy. But but most people say, all right, we really have to reevaluate this.
Yeah. All right. So there's one other wrinkle to this story and the entrails, if you will, of it. Breonna Taylor, we know what happened there down in Kentucky. Apparently, the people that were involved in a grand jury trial have called for impeachment of the attorney general.
Yeah.
So why would that have been?
Well, they said that he never presented them with the option of charging the cops with murder. And so he then now is trying to blame them, saying that they could have done whatever they wanted. That's not true. That's not how grand juries work. They are presented with the evidence from the prosecutor, and the prosecutor didn't present them with any murder charges, so that's why there were no murder charges. Breonna Taylor was murdered, and no one paid for it. The one cop who shot accidentally into the next-door neighbor's apartment, he lost his job, but that's basically it. And so the grand jurors, these grand jurors are now saying that this guy was totally negligent, and they don't know what his motivation was for not wanting to charge any of these cops. I don't know if he's in bed with the union there. I don't know. There are a lot of rumors about this guy, but saying that he basically completely violated the public trust by not even presenting the option to the grand jurors. So yeah, it's pretty hard.
Kind of irresponsible. 41 after the hour, program brought to you by Calitrin in part, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way to lose weight, the way to lose weight and to keep it off. Go to toploss.com to see how the programs they have work for you. Even if you're on a diet program, it doesn't discount using Calitrin. Matter of fact, it sort of underscores the need for it, because when you get onto the various diet programs, yeah, you can lose the weight, sometimes fairly quickly, but then how do you keep it off? That's where the support system comes in, that is Calitrin, helping you lose the weight, but also helping you keep it off. It's all natural, and that's what I like about it. There's no medication, any of that stuff. It's all honestly straightforward. Take the four capsules at night before you go to bed, and it goes to work, because the main ingredient is collagen protein, which helps to basically eliminate fat when you are, you know, you need to do a little exercising here and there. And so the fat gets replaced with muscle, and you lose the weight that way. So check it out. Calitrin, available now because there's a special Valentine's sale going on. You can buy as many as you want at the regular price and get twice as many in return. What a fabulous deal. Find it at toploss.com. When you're checking out, use the DJV code.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Coming up on 43 past the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, now with Nathan Jones, who comes to us from Clear. You've been hearing me this week talk about Clear, X-L-E-A-R. And I think perhaps, Mr. Jones, the best place to start is, what is this? Because people, they hear me talking about it, and I've got a lot of questions. All right, what is this? I've explained how it works. I've done, if I do say so myself, a fairly good job of introducing it to people. But they want to know the story behind the story. So thanks for being here. Let's hear the story behind the story.
Well, you have done a very good job talking about it and introducing it. But what it is it's a nasal spray that cleans your nose. You know, we use toothpaste, we use mouthwash, we use soap. Those are all hygiene tools, and they're really designed to clean. And that's exactly what Clear is. And when you stop and think about it, we breathe about 12,000 liters of air a day, and our nose cleans all of the crud. It's supposed to clean all the crud, the bacteria, the viruses, the pollen, the dander, all of that stuff out of that air before it gets to our lungs.
All right, well, hold on a second. Let's go back to the stat you just gave us. Give us that. How much do we breathe a day?
About 12,000 to 13,000 liters, and that's your average person. If you're out running or exercising on a regular basis, it's probably more than that.
Right. Okay, that's interesting. 12,000 liters of air. Who would have thought? It's kind of like when you think about how many times a day your heart beats. We don't think about it because It's natural. It's a part of our being, but it's always good, especially when we're focused on things like you're focused on, keeping it clean, because there's so much stuff that's in the air. There's so many contaminants all around us. And a guy like me, who is a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm exposed to all these sorts of things, the pollens, pretty much year-round. So it's especially important for people who are exposed to more than the rigor, but it's usable by everybody needs to have a clean nose. Yeah?
Well, absolutely. And another great stat is that roughly 80% of the visits to a primary care physician are because of upper respiratory issues, whether that's asthma, allergies, the flu, sinus infections, ear infections. All of these things all start in the upper airway. And even our current pandemic, that is an upper airway, you know, disease until it actually is really taken a hold. And then, you know, in the bad cases, it actually spreads further, which is the same thing as the other respiratory diseases. And so all of these things come back. And so I got into this because my father is a physician. And in 1998, he had a bunch of children in his practice that were having recurrent ear infections. And he started looking up on this new thing called the internet. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but he started looking up.
I've been slow to embrace it, but yeah, I have heard of it. Thank you.
But he looked up on PubMed, and what he found was all these dental research studies where dentists were looking at using xylitol to prevent tooth decay, because that's where the big body of science is. I mean, they've known for 50 years that xylitol prevents tooth decay, and it's very effective at doing that. I mean, you should be using toothpaste, but make sure you're using one that has xylitol in it, because it actually changes the microbiome of your mouth to bacteria that don't create acid.
See, that's news to me. That's, as much as I talk about medicine, Victoria, Jay, you know how focused I am. We have two doctors that are on this program every week, and I have never, that I can remember, heard that xylitol, which I know is a main ingredient in Clear, is also something that will keep you from having tooth decay, because you hear fluoride, and fluoride is really bad for you.
Let me finish the one about the nose, and then I'll tell you how fluoride and xylitol, because, you know, we know what fluoride does. Well, I'll just do it now. So fluoride and xylitol actually work differently in the mouth. And the analogy that I use is, if you think of your tooth as a castle over there in medieval Europe or something, and what fluoride does is it's actually the mortar that makes your castle wall strong. But if you have an invading army, you know, out there, and they're using their catapults and their trebuchets, and they're shooting all these acid bombs up against your castle wall, you don't send the mason out there to repair that castle wall. You've got to go out and get rid of that invading army of bacteria. And that's what xylitol does. It gets rid of the bacteria in your mouth that create acid. The fluoride does nothing of that.
Right.
The fluoride just makes your enamel stronger.
Got it.
And,
all
and
right, so
there's some benefit.
Yeah, we got about a minute left here, and I want to get to other things that it does beside the viral stuff. I mean, we have so many things around us now, and certainly we're focused on COVID, and I see that this has been something that's been used in the past or can clear out some of the past COVID sort of yuck, right?
Well, there are studies that have been done showing that our nasal spray destroys and it deactivates the virus. There was a study done at the University of Tennessee that showed that the xylitol, the same way that xylitol blocks bacterial adhesion, it blocks the ability of the SARS-CoV-2 virus to adhere to the tissue, which is the number one goal that we need to achieve, is to block that from actually attaching to our tissue in the nose so it doesn't spread to the rest of the body.
All right, go to xlear.com. You can buy it over the counter, grocery store, drugstore, buy it on eBay, Amazon. It's xlear.com. Thanks to Nathan Jones for helping us understand.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen.
And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we got 53 after the hour now. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with some movie moments, including a focus on the new Ghostbusters and a remembrance from the movie Hoosiers. That's coming up in a matter of moments right after this.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so Victoria, we can't seem to find to find Chuck, or we'll find him. Though new Ghostbusters, the movie is called Afterlife. I saw a trailer for it. It looks awful, but I didn't like the first idea. I didn't see the first one or the second one or this. I don't know. Is this the third one or the fourth one? Ernie Hudson is about the only thing in it that I found when I looked at some of the pieces of the. Them of the outtakes, you know, that was, he's sort of an interesting actor and has been around forever. He was in the first two Ghostbusters back in the 1980s, as Winston. So what is this guy Winston, is it
Zedmore?
Zedmore?
Winston Zedmore.
Yeah, Zedmore. Chuck, yep. What do you know about him?
I don't know too much about him. What's the story?
Wait, no. Chuck, he's talking about Ernie Hudson playing Winston Zedmore in Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. I didn't catch the first phrase.
You've never seen Ghostbusters? It's a kid's movie.
I don't like it. It's too gooey with all that.
Oh my god!
Slime all over the place, man.
You're crazy.
There's been three Ghostbusters films. The first one was the second most popular film. Back in 1984, they did a sequel in 1989, which was not as well received. I do like it, and then they did the female-oriented Ghostbusters.
Right.
Yes, which I actually liked. I know a lot of people don't like it. I actually am a fan. I thought it was actually pretty funny, directed by Paul Feig, who did Bridesmaids. Now they have a new Ghostbusters movie called Ghostbusters Afterlife, which was supposed to come out last summer, obviously kick forward to COVID. It's going to come out sometime, hopefully in 2000.
Have you seen the trailer, Chucker?
Yeah, it looks good. It looks really good. They don't show any of the original cast in the trailer. There's a little bit of a voiceover by Bill Murray, but the original cast is in the film. It's anchored by Paul Rudd, though, and I think it looks really good.
Yeah. Well, the Winston Zeddemore thing, the reason that Doug brought that up is because in a new interview, Ernie Hudson said that Winston's character never really had any background, and in this movie,
you're
going to find more about Winston. And Winston's a great character, so it's going to be fun.
All right.
I'm all for it.
This is one of the Reitman brothers. They put this together, right?
Ivan
Reitman directed the first two. This is his son directing this installment.
Didn't the Reitman brothers do like the movie with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger? Don't I remember?
They weren't brothers though. They was just Ivan Reitman. Yeah, he did Twins and he did Junior. Yeah, he's a good comedy director.
Right.
Very good.
All right. So you're happy about this new movie Afterlife? You think I saw the trailer too. I thought it looked kind of, I don't know, looked kind of dumb.
Well, the trailer doesn't really show much.
But it does what it does do, though. If you look at the trailer, it's very much designed like Stranger Things. It has that feel, and that's what they're looking to do.
Right.
Wasn't Harold Ramis in the original one?
He was.
But so who's playing him now in the new one?
Well,
nobody.
They're gonna honor
his spirit highly in this film.
His
character, even though he's passed as a focal point in the overall storyline.
All right, you wanted us to play the music from Hoosiers. What are we remembering about that?
Well, I just want to point out that Gene Hackman, the great Gene Hackman, turned 91 years old over the weekend. My all-time favorite actor, one of the greatest of all time. 100 acting credits, Doug, from The French Connection to The Poseidon Adventure. Hoosiers is one of my all-time favorite movies, one of the great sports films of all time, shot in 1986, won an Oscar for Unforgiven. Anything he was in, he elevated the material.
There's something about
to a higher
that,
level.
That smile or that smirk and the way he laughs.
Agreed.
Yeah, it really kind of. I think one of the best movies he did, and he's done so many of them. I loved the one he did with Will Smith. I thought
State of Play.
Enemy of the State. Like it was Enemy.
Enemy of the State. You're very good. Yeah.
And then
Enemy
he also. There's this, I can go on and on into any number of them, and I notice the clock is ticking here. But anyway, happy birthday to Gene Hackman, who had a great body of work and, you know, just kind of a fun person to watch in the.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.